Hey Mac Geeks, it's Wednesday, January 5th, 2005, and this is the MacCast, the show for Mac Geeks by Mac Geek, where we discuss all things Macintosh. As always, the opening music is brought to you by Manda and the Marbles, a song called Say Anything. You can find more information about the band and their upcoming album, Angels with Dirty Faces, on their website, mandaandthemarbles.com. I'm still looking for more, as Adam Curry would call it, pod-safe music to play. That's music that is RIAA-free, where I would have permissions to use it on my show. If anybody out there has a link to a band that offers stuff specifically under Creative Commons license, please send me the links, maccast@gmail.com. If you're in a band and you're producing music that I can use on my show, you can always send me the MP3 file directly, and I will take a listen. If it's appropriate for my format, I'd love to play it, and I'd love to give you guys a plug. There is a ton of news to go through today, so I'm just going to drop right into it. Sorry for that abrupt cutout there. I went ahead and pulled the music down all the way because I got some feedback from a listener that on the last show it was a little distracting to have the audio track running behind the news. So let me know what you guys think. If you like having a little ambient music behind the voiceover, then maybe I can look for something with a little less vocals to play behind the podcast. But I went back and listened, and it sounded to me like the vocal track running behind my voiceover was a bit distracting. So let me know. So we have a lot of Apple news to run through tonight. Let me just blast through it here. Apple has dropped the prices on their cinema displays, so we finally now have flat panel displays from Apple below the $1,000 mark. The price drops range from $200 to $300. The 20-inch model is now selling for $999, which is a $300 price drop. The 23-inch HD model has now priced at $1,800, which is a $200 price drop. And the big daddy of them all, the 30-inch HD model, which you still need that special ATI card to run, is now $2,999, which is a $300 price drop, so just below the $3,000 mark. A number of new news items in the Apple Enterprise arena. Their XSAN network attached storage file system has finally shipped, and they announced a new dual 2.3 gigahertz XServe G5. So big new XServe box out there for everybody. We talked about the rumor of Apple releasing the iPod Flash, the Flash-based iPod, at Macworld coming up next week. ThinkSecret has now got an update, and they are reporting that due to falling flash drive prices from Samsung, Apple's been able to acquire some larger capacity flash drives at lower prices. So they're saying that we're going to get a 1 gigabyte and a 2 gigabyte flash iPod instead of originally, I think they were thinking the new flash-based iPods would start at 256 megabytes. But looks like we're going to have a 1 gigabyte version for $149 and a 2 gigabyte version for $199. So I hope that's really happening. Those are great capacities and great prices. The other big thing that they announced, and the one that I'm really excited about, is that it looks like the Flash iPod will have a screen. So I couldn't imagine an iPod without a screen, and it looks like it will have one, and that it will be the same width as the one on the iPod mini, but just two lines shorter. So I was glad to hear that. They're also reporting that the iPod mini is due for a slight hard drive bump. The current versions are 4 gigabyte hard drives, and it looks like at Macworld they're saying it'll be announced that they will have now come with 5 gigabyte hard drives. In addition, it's being reported that sometime in 2005, Hitachi should double the capacity on those 1-inch micro drives. So it's looking like before the end of 2005, we'll see 8 gigabyte and 10 gigabyte drives, which I can only assume would mean 8 gigabyte and 10 gigabyte iPod minis. We talked on some past shows about how Apple's been a little sue-happy lately, and actually they've just filed another lawsuit against ThinkSecret for releasing information about the Q88, or the headless iMac that is the sub-$500 iMac that's being reported to be announced at Macworld. And it looks like the tables have now turned. There's actually a guy, Thomas Slattery, in San Jose, California, that is suing Apple, alleging that they forced him, quote-unquote forced him, to buy an iPod. And his rationale for this is that because songs purchased on the iTunes Music Store will only play on an iPod player, that Apple has created an antitrust situation and is forcing customers to buy iPods. Sounds a bit crazy to me, and I think I have some agreement. The law analysts are saying that this lawsuit probably will really go nowhere, but the guy's going to try anyway. I'd love to hear what you guys think. So call the hotline 206-222-2788 and leave me a voice message. Let me know what you think, or shoot me an MP3 file to mattcast@gmail.com and either give this guy some support or tell me that he's crazy. I think he's a bit nuts, but hey, if he has the money and wants to pay lawyers to try this, I guess he's making at the very least some sort of political statement or statement against Apple, and maybe Apple will consider opening up their DRM technologies. We'll just have to wait and see. So on the past show, we talked about, or we had a listener come in and ask about, he had switched over from the PC and was wondering what the resources were for figuring out how to use his new iMac G5. And I suggested the Missing Manual books over at missingmanual.com, the David Pogue, O'Reilly Press books. And I got an audio comment from Joe, who had another bit of advice.
Hi, Adam. This is Joe. Just want to say it's a great podcast that you have going. Really enjoy it, waiting for each episode. I know that in your last show, someone was asking about where they can get help for new users, and the Missing Manuals is a great site. I just wanted to also mention that the Apple forums on the Apple site, although they're not supported by Apple, they have a lot of regular users that answer many, many questions, a lot of good information in their knowledge base for new users as well. And I called you because I know you wanted to start getting some phone calls rather than just MP3s and all. So great job. I really enjoy the show. And good luck to you. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Joe makes a very good point. Apple's support website has been vastly improved. If you haven't been there in a while, you should check it out. In addition, they have created a great forums area. If you go to discussions.info.apple.com and access their discussion forums, you can get answers to a lot of your questions, and it's all other users helping users. So great way to get some support if you're a new Mac user, or even if you're an existing Mac user and just want to connect with your fellow Mac heads. So I encourage you guys to do that. I've received some critiques of my podcast, which I always appreciate as well, via email, and a couple of comments on some of the ways that I'm actually presenting this content to you got to you all. I almost just did it again. The first thing we're going to talk about is apparently I say "you guys" a lot. And I think that's because I'm not really sure how to address my listeners. You guys is just something that I say in naturally talking. I don't know if it comes from some of my Minnesota roots. I never grew up in Minnesota, but my whole family lives in Minnesota. And when we visit back there, that's a term they use quite often. So I don't know, maybe it just stuck in my mind. Another reason for it might be that I'm trying to avoid using the term everybody, as Adam Curry would say on his podcast. Apparently, that's some sort of radio jockey kind of terminology, and I definitely, I've expressed this before, want this podcast to be just one user, one Mac user talking to other Mac users, and I want it to be really casual and not sound produced or canned or thrown out there. So, what I'd like to hear is if anybody has an alternative to you guys. I'm trying to cut back on it, on the term. It's a little hard for me because I'm just doing this thing on the fly, so let me know what you all think. Maybe "you all" is a better one. I don't know. The other term I guess I use a lot is "really, really." I'd really, really like you guys to send me some email, mattcast@gmail.com. That all I can attribute to is, I have a child, and we watch a lot of Shrek, and as Donkey always says, I really, really like you. Maybe that's where that's coming in. I'm not sure how I'm gonna tackle that one, but I'll certainly try and take any criticism to heart and do anything I can to improve the podcast and make you guys want to continue to listen to it. Last thing from feedback I have is I re just received my second picture of the rumored or concept drawing of the rumored Apple Q88 headless iMac, and I posted that to the website. So if you haven't gone over to the website, you can check out the two pictures I have from a couple of the listeners. Oh, and the big announcement is I got some donations and I was able to go out and register a new domain. So you can now access the show notes and the website by going to www.maccast.com. The hosting is still over at Blogger, so it'll actually redirect and resolve to the old maccast.blogspot.com address. But you can now get there with the easy to remember URL, maccast.com. So go over, visit the website. The show notes have all the links to everything that I talked about on the show, and hopefully that will help you out. Oh, and now in closing, I've been mentioning podcastalley.com, the site where you can go. You can look up this Maccast, and you guys can actually vote for the Maccast, and they rank Maccasts. And I had been trying to get into the top 50, which we accomplished, I believe, last week or the week before. And then yesterday, I mentioned I had moved up to 27th on the list, and I was asking you guys if you could maybe help me try and get into the top 10, which is kind of a daunting task. But you guys, there I go with you guys again. But everybody stepped up to my challenge, and I've received a number of more votes. And now I just checked today, and I'm 15th. So thanks, you guys. I appreciate it. Now we just need to see if we can get in the top 10, which is going to be a little bit difficult. We need 45 more votes. I'm kind of calculating to get nice and high into the top 10, but I really think we can do it. So if you haven't voted, please go over to www.podcastalley.com and vote for this podcast. I could also use some comments. They have the ability for you to leave comments, and if somebody could comment on the show and encourage other listeners to subscribe, other Mac users to subscribe to the feed, I'd appreciate it. Well, that's it for tonight. Keep the emails coming, keep the audio comments coming, maccast@gmail.com. You can call the hotline 206-222-2788, 20-MAC-CAST-8. I'm going to leave you guys with the full track of Say Anything by Amanda and the Marbles. I am out for the evening. Goodbye.